Well, European Union leaders may have agreed to impose sanctions on Russia, but those measures stop short of blocking Russia from the Belgium-based SWIFT global payment system. So banks worldwide use it to make secure cross-border payments. Britain is pushing to block Russia, but the U.S. and EU are so far opting not to. U.S. President Joe Biden says the decision could be reconsidered. We have two correspondents following the latest on the sanctions. Neve Barker is joining us from London in a moment. But first, let's speak to Dominic Kane, who is joining us from Berlin, to tell us more about why the EU is staying away from blocking Russia from SWIFT. Dominic.
One reason is because there is unease. Let's put it more strongly than that. There is unease in several capitals right now about what that would mean for their own economies. And that's namely those countries being Germany, but also the Italians. And we understand to a certain extent, the French government has unease about the thought of freezing the access to the SWIFT transaction system, which is so vital in many ways, say the German government and others, for German companies who have trading links with Russian business interests in Russia and in Germany and elsewhere in the EU. So it's the thought that actually in doing that, in cutting off Russian access to SWIFT, that might also cause such a negative effect on the economies in Germany, in Italy and elsewhere in the EU, that that's a step that they really aren't quite prepared, right now anyway, to really consider. The problem for the government here is that the political opposition to the right, the Conservatives of the former Angela Merkel was in charge of, well, they now say, well, actually, we should consider imposing this freeze on access to SWIFT for Russia. One other thing to think about, it's being widely reported that the EU is going to bring in personally targeted sanctions against President Putin and Foreign Minister Lavrov in Moscow, effectively freezing their assets. Well, that's one thing that they could do, but what they can't seem to do right now, or at least until now, they haven't indicated they're prepared to do it, is to deny Russia writ large access to the SWIFT transaction system.
All right. Thank you so much. Dominic Kane reporting from Berlin. We'll now bring in Neve Barker. Neve is joining us from London. So, Neve, Britain, on the other hand, has been much more vocal in its desire to see Russia banned from the SWIFT system. What's behind that?
Yeah, perceived disagreement in Ukraine over Europe's stance on SWIFT is only, of course, adding to the frustration there in Kiev. This is a bloc of 27 countries, and the UK, obviously no longer an EU member, but definitely an ally of the EU's, saying that they cannot agree to step up to the mark during Ukraine's hour of need. The United Kingdom, though, reaffirming that it strongly believes that more needs to be done. And it has said that it is powerless unilaterally to force Russia out of SWIFT. It's an organisation that's based in Belgium. There are multiple stakeholders, and all sides essentially have to agree, although the British authorities are continuing to put pressure on G7 countries and EU member states to essentially do more. But as Dominic raised there are some big concerns about cash flow issues. Of course, this isn't just about money going to Russia. It's about money coming from Russia to European countries as well. And those nations that have a bigger stake, I suppose, in the Russian economy fear that, for instance, their creditors are not going to get their cash back if all of a sudden Russia is kicked out of SWIFT. There are also other concerns that by kicking Russia out of this arrangement, that it will force Russia closer towards China, that it would help depower the dollar. At the same time, the United Kingdom is keen to see that channels remain open for at least the discussion of what might happen to Ukraine when it comes, when it becomes in need, I suppose, of more military support. Obviously, the UK, a NATO member, is not going to cross that line. It's not going to trigger Article 5, which would essentially lead to a protracted conflict across the entire continent, but it has raised the prospect that militarily arms should be at the ready, potentially in the Baltic states, although Talk of exactly how those weapons could potentially reach Ukraine remains a closely guarded secret. This is obviously highly sensitive information, given the prospects of what that could mean in terms of a conflict between NATO-aligned states and Russia going forward.
Thank you so much. Niamh Barker reporting from London.